Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, it's been kind of unseasonably warm, really, for a good chunk of November and into December, but looks like we might be seeing a change in that department this week. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we've had a cold front move through the area this morning, and we're going to have some more winter-like temperatures as compared to yesterday today. We'll look for high temperatures today only into the upper 30s, and actually temperatures falling to the lower 30s through the course of the day. And then we'll have another system in the area on Tuesday night. That's going to give us a chance for some snowflakes in the area, and some areas could see some small accumulations. Not significant, but, less than an inch or less than a half inch of accumulations on Tuesday night, but that's really very small. We're only talking about a 20% chance. But that continued cold is expected to persist through much of this week. We're looking for highs on Tuesday, only a near 29, and then as the week does go on, we get a little warmer on Wednesday, up to 38 for a high, and then chances for rain return on Thursday, high near 48 that day.
What about for the rest of Indiana in terms of the cold and the snow? What parts of the state have maybe the best chance of seeing snow?
So snow amounts across the state really look best across the central part of the state, really. Up near Lake Michigan, there are some lake effect snows possible up that way, but that's not really associated with the system that's moving through the area. So generally along and near the I-70 corridor is where we could see those snow amounts on Tuesday night. But again, it's only a 20% chance, and we're looking at, less than a half inch.
Along with the cold, what other sort of cool weather things do we need to be aware of?
Well, this time of year, with the cold air, you're probably going to have some frost on your windows, or if you do get some of those snow accumulations at all, you could wake up on Wednesday morning and have a little dusting of snow on your car. Always important to brush that snow off so you have good visibility. And always, even though your road might not have snow on it or ice on it or black ice or something like that, that doesn't mean it's somewhere else down the road. So you have to pay a little bit more attention to your driving, slow down a little bit, and be aware of those potential hazards.
And it was definitely on Sunday, it was pretty windy. What kind of winds, gusts are we going to possibly see this week too?
Today will be probably the windiest day that we will have with the cold front that's just gone through the area. So today we're going to see winds probably between 15 and 20 miles an hour, and we may have some gusts as high as 25 to 30 miles an hour through the course of the day. And those gusty winds will probably persist into tonight as well before high pressure moves in onto Tuesday and gives us lighter winds at that time.
Do you think it's going to warm up at all by the weekend?
Actually, there is a little bit of good news in that regard. We are looking for a high temperature on Friday right now of 61. So, we have this dip coming up for the first half part of the week, and then a little bit of a trend warmer as the week goes on with a high of 61 near Friday. But, that's pretty good for December. But stay tuned. Sometimes the forecast does change.
It sounds like a very Indiana weather week. Really cold to start out in the 60s by the end of it.
That's right.
He is meteorologist Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we covered it.
All right. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.